Today I'd like to talk about memory. Now, memory is in the frequency of mind. So we have, as I talk about in the Unbound Soul, we have emotions, which I describe as being the eighth frequency, and thoughts being the ninth frequency. Memory fits in with the ninth frequency, the senses being the tenth. And so the important thing to know about memory is, because it fits in with the frequencies of disharmony, which are the eighth, ninth, and tenth frequencies, senses being kind of an unusual exception there. It's a tenth frequency. It is a disharmonious frequency when used improperly, which is the way that people habitually use them. And that is we use our senses in a biased fashion, preferring to use our eyes over other senses. Once the senses are used in a harmonic fashion, they no longer are in a disharmonious frequency, and instead lift the frequency into that of consciousness. At the lowest frequency of consciousness, you have observation, what I call the frequency of observation. But that topic is really huge and more than we need to get into in this particular section. I encourage you to go ahead and read The Unbound Soul. I have an entire chapter dedicated specifically to the frequencies, and then I go into more detail throughout the rest of the book and how emotions, the mind, memory, senses all work together, and also how to be create what is the mind, and also the difference between that and the frequencies of consciousness and how to tune to consciousness. But with regard to memory, a lot of students, the majority, maybe all students, have this process occur with memory where they have a very, very effective, very, very powerful meditation session. And of course, that memory of that session burns into them. The next time they come to meditation, or the next time they practice that meditation, they're remembering that previous meditation and they want to relive it. And so they're actually going through memory as their avenue to enter into frequencies of consciousness. The problem here is that memory is not present. Memory is just a recording of a past event. It is not actually the current moment. It is out of touch with the current reality as a whole. So memory is not a viable path to presence, to consciousness, frequencies of consciousness. It doesn't mean that memory cannot be occurring. We cannot remember things while in the frequency of consciousness. It's just that memory must not be the core of what is happening. Memory, consciousness is the root. Memory, it may be a branch that will occur. And so you may find yourself having a fantastic meditation experience. The disadvantage to that experience is it could become a curse if you start to compare that to all other subsequent meditations that may not live up to your expectation. So comparison, expectations, these are all mind frequency phenomena. So if we've got memory, which is mind frequency phenomena, we've got expectation and comparisons, which are all mind frequency phenomena, there's no way we're going to activate the frequencies of consciousness. So effectively, our great experience of meditation has become a giant wall which is blocking the frequencies of consciousness from expressing. And so when we have a fantastic meditation experience, it's probably a great idea to journal about it, but once you're done, just let it go. Relax, just let it go, because otherwise it becomes a giant barrier. And you may find that you're simply not able to let it go immediately. You may have to go through that struggle a little while before you get to a point where you just give up and it's no longer important. You no longer feel that it's important to hold on to the memory of a great meditation session. What is important is that you do the meditations to begin the process of disidentifying, of unbinding the soul so that we can be present without baggage in as with what is, not with what we are projecting, not with what we want to be, but what actually is, that is beyond the mind's capacity to actually accurately model or label. So let memories be memories. Do not identify with them. Relax into the meditation process as it is in the moment, realizing that each day it's going to be different. It will not always appear as a progression. Some days you'll have what feels to be a fantastic meditation. Other days, nothing particularly special may occur. It's all good. Relax into the process. And that is what brings us towards unbinding the soul, towards being in the moment, towards what I describe as isness or beingness, beyond the limitations of the concept of self. So, blessings to you. Have a fantastic day, and I'd love to hear back from you. Send me an email and let me know how you're doing. Thank you. Bye-bye.